Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Finder Chronicles 3, The Scavenger Door by Suzanne Palmer. Narrated by Karen Novak and performed by a full cast.
Neptune smells.
Fergus Ferguson was perched on an old oak stool, his chin in his hand and elbow on the kitchenette island. His sister Isla was slouched low on the worn brown sofa in the tiny cluttered apartment above the drowned lad. She glanced up from her hand pad, pushed away a lock of red hair from her face, and scowled at him.
What?
I said Neptune smells. It's the damnedest thing. I mean, there's nothing particularly exceptional about the atmosphere, and it's so cold everything is frozen. But when you get back from any kind of out-of-ship activity, your exosuit smells.
I asked, 5 minutes ago, mind, if you knew how to calculate the proper speed and insertion angle for a standard cricket-class cargo ship carrying 5 tons of liquid water to land on one of the wind cities of Neptune, not how it smells.
Fergus shrugged.
No one would do that. They'd let the water freeze so its mass distribution is stable. Keeping it liquid would burn a lot of energy and make the whole process harder.
I'm sure exam proctors would be entirely happy to give me full credit for writing in "This is dumb" and also "Neptune smells" instead of doing the actual math they asked for. I'm trying to study here. Don't you have something else to do?
Well, at the moment, no. Gavin kicked me out the bar.
Big surprise there. It's probably the ammonium sulfide.
What?
The reason why Neptune smells? Honestly, don't you know anything at all?
Fergus got up from the stool, stretched his lower back, and looked around the tiny apartment.
Well, discovering I have a little sister I never knew about has been fantastic. It makes me feel so loved and appreciated.
If you want to be appreciated, go down to the bar and grab me some chips then.
She looked up long enough to give him a very big, very insincere smile.
Take as much time as you need.
Chips it was, then. At least it was something to do, besides sitting there trapped by his own desperate need to make himself useful to people who had no use for him, however much they all tried to pretend otherwise. It was Friday, but still early yet. Gavin was pulling glasses out of the auto wash behind the counter and stacking them back in the shelves. He looked up when Fergus walked in.
You know, I could help with that.
Done now. That didn't take long for her to kick you out, too.
Aye. Apparently, she doesn't want to know how Neptune smells.
Kids these days.
There were only a few people in the bar, though that would change once the rainy April gloom outside settled into the more comfortable full dark of night. Fergus had been there for a little under 2 weeks now, trying to assimilate the fact that he had a little sister. Born after he'd run off to Mars at 15 and never looked back. He didn't know where he belonged anymore.
This is her last exam. Then she'll head back to our folks' place for break.
Fergus's aunt and uncle had raised Isla, having realized after Fergus's departure just how badly his mother couldn't. And now his mother was gone too. Years passed. And it was both a guilty relief and a lingering, painful recognition that now nothing ever would be resolved, made amends for, or even understood.
Sorry, I don't mean to get in everyone's way.
That's not it at all. But I've been meaning to have a word or two with you about it. Sit.
Gavin pointed to an empty stool at the bar. Fergus sat. Gavin gestured toward a bottle of scotch on the counter, but Fergus shook his head. He'd never been much of a drinker, except for a few occasions when he spectacularly was. But he had reasons now to need to stay in control. At least in that respect, Scotland, so far, had been good for him. No unsettled rumbling of electric alien bees in his gut to add to his unease. Gavin poured them both water instead.
You came back, and you're full of tales of Mars and Saturn and places so far away I can hardly imagine them. And all your tales are full of people and aliens and running around doing dangerous stuff. You make it all sound like the best fun. But I saw that scar on your leg and more than a few others like it. And your ear.
Some bastard cut it off.
Fergus resisted the temptation to reach up and touch the replacement.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?